Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. A new reading, Canto 23. Friends, Romans, carrymen, lend me your shears. I've come to bury John, not to raise him. Noble men have told you John was ambitious. If that were so, it was a mischievous fault, and mischievously has John answered it. The Mahabharatas of Listowel feed off their hinterland. So said the teacher from Tarbert. It's indeed a mighty struggle to regain land taken in famine times. Sleeping dogs lie in hope of anonymity, trusting they'll wake with their kingdom intact. Up the hairy mountain, down the rushing pen, we daren't go a-punting on tears from way back when. Flea folk, cruel joke, sinking all together, green jacket, dead cap, and white owl's feather. Down beyond the crabby shore, some take their host. They thrive on thrifty handshakes and prey they love the most. Some in the weeds of the brown mountain dew, with toads for their watchdogs, all theirs to do. By the shabby hillside, through the bogs that snare, we have planted corncrakes for sculpture, we declare. Is any man so wearing as counts them all delight? He will hear their meadows call in his bed at night. Up the hairy mountain, down the rushing pen, we daren't go a-punting on fears from way back when. Flea folk, cruel joke, sinking all together, green jacket, dead cap, and white fowl's feather. Come, night of day, whisk me away, carry me over your shoulder. There's a land of nod where no one cares a sod, a yellow submarine, princess of the ice cream. Close these eyes with dust, bathe this mouth with lust. End of Canto 23. Canto 24. Day dawns on page 124. The end is in sight. Write 16 pages a day and you will be all right. Each page of 30 lines gives you room to interview 30 muses of a different hue. 8 days more than enough. Wasn't Genesis created in 6? In the beginning was the word, the elephant opened proceedings. It's all a bit absurd, solely the way we see things. Give me virtue in one hand and a sword to brandish high. That's a recipe well used after a life that's been abused. In the desert with the nomads, in a tent of lavish scenes where all can be denied, in the hope it will subside. The sheikh has been to Mecca, or the outskirts of Medina. Flanked by angels, he took virgins in the dreams with martyrs' margins. 'Cause the holy are united, their faiths in one great brand. Beyond the unbelievers stretches out the promised land. The tablets from the mountain, cherry-picked and overlooked. Joe Duffy standing by, sing out strong and tell me why the poor are now all dressed, hand-me-downs from Pope John's children. Ever since the Vatican formed, it's been on the brink of being reformed. So all might be fallen in the gutter, Samaritan. Follow Proust into the mirror, Madeleines to make you quiver. When the day of reckoning comes, you'll be wanting on the green. Your wig will be thrown down, and the sceptre and the crown, for the names of the departed will be mixed with all that farted in the cauldron of the just, unfermented in the must. Burn the hearts of all that pray for the ending of the day. bring on judgment, fetid calf. Please do lovey on my behalf. In Glenmire, down near the river, holds the bridge to the Irish bank. The cardinal is purple, allied to lead a people. Paradise lost can be regained, so the spinners have proclaimed. Anam Cora, carved on Oum, circles offer all a home, where the gargoyles call the tune for the rising of the room. November, remember, the wall needs distemper, the lime in the stone cuts to the bone. It was Clancy the drover turned shamrock to clover, an emigrant's verse, a tidy curse. In Birmingham I met a man, unfit to rule, a fiddler's fool. He drew a pipe from an inner pocket. He packed it down without a frown. He whistled for God, then blew for salvation. All he gained, a polite ovation. In the land of the blind leprechaun lives a child learning to yawn. Storyteller's days are crumbled. All the promises are all rumbled. Give me your palm, said William Blake. Jerusalem, for goodness sake. The blind can lead the blind through the windows of this mind. In the shadows lurk the stranger, but the cesspools are no danger when the mighty crests are tarnished and the egos thoroughly varnished. An economic cycle, specially for Michael. You can put the paddy into Mick, but you can't take the prick for the life out of the paddy, nor the mammy, nor the daddy. It's time to close the cattle in their field for overnight. Bolt the neighbours from the battle. The washing from the line is out of sight. End of Canto 24. Canto 25. Follow the money. Ever so funny, the way we were, you might infer, property's cheap, modesty's steep. I've a Celtic tiger with impetigo, buy back my debt, my buy to let. Follow the money, no longer funny. Darling, you have done nothing but rhyme, and that's a crime for a poet. You better know it shows. Regular meter is like laxatived verse. Out of the head into the heart rode the 600 Irish women poets. Crimea, their middle name. Florence Nightingale played chess with Countess Markowitz. Who do you imagine won the end game? I had a dream. I saw a poster of 16 Irish writers, the greatest of all time. Not a cunt among them, darling. Not a nipple worth a suckle. Oh, the ladies are all polite. But O'Brien, she can excite a man to ban. Ban the ban. Any writer called O'Brien can stick to prose, I suppose. Tell us where you're going now. Tell us how you'll find the sow. Remember the Englinion. Onion peelers, the lot of them. I don't believe they exist anymore. Too many verse forms hit the floor when the typewriter was invented. Misery, you streaming nose, you bleed a stream of dilute snot out from the caverns, a succession of droplets. Mucus bursts the dam, floods over the upper lip and uncut chin, lodges on the skin between the follicles, coats pull over with stain. I am on drugs for the relief of hay fever and insect bites. Multivitamins too, omega-3 paracetamol. I want an overdose to blot out the tributaries from flowing into my mouth. Autodigestion of the virus. Give me the needle. I'll mainline. The alternative has me crying. No one gives a shit when you have a cold. All you schadenfreuders. Don't you be thinking this will stop me. I will carry toilet paper to wipe my nose dry. As the dam refills, I hear the Doonbeg news. European golf resort of the year. You must be joking. All the golfers of Europe are running for cover, hedging their bets, cutting the corporate hospitality to the point that you have to pay your own. Oh, the courses are indeed resting now. Renew your membership, they cry, while the man's wife insists. We can't afford your membership in four clubs anymore. Which one do you think will make you captain? On the kitchen bar, the renewal notices sit, demanding. Pick me, I'm Castletroy.
No, me, I'm Adair.
Remember your links, Lahinch? Lahinch?
Hola, perque?
Your country membership only costs a few euros. You owe us money, your share of the cost of being a member of a private club abandoned by the Yanks. No flights from Tokyo into Shannon. The exclusive coaches sit in a car park in Ennis. No four balls to transport, no lads on tour, nor caddies to hire. You'll have to tap the locals. Sunday lunch for the family. Something for the women. A bit of relief for the kids. Let's go to Doonbeg. I hear they're looking for us now. They'll take any old cash. Or swipe my grubby laser. Greedy bastards. I have no sympathy for anyone. Corporate vision, the mission to restrict entry to the right kind of people beyond the locality. The golf clubs are all screaming now. Their bars are barely ringing. The tees, they are deserted and bunkers hardly visited. No clunk of dimple in the cup, nor wedges from the rough. The drivers are all put away. It's out of bounds. It's beyond the bounds.
Canto 26. The Partine Weir is under pressure, Ardina Crushan sings. You have a strike abroad today. No picket holds me back. Empty your houses, I will hold sway. There is no force to stay my course. Remember landscape, before the electricity for the city, before the water was consumer for power, showers, tumble dryers, dishwashers, and the sink became a deserted place. Remember the man that stole the flow of the river, siphoned it into channels, made a canal at O'Brien's Bridge, water sports from Killaloe, holding the rope as the speedboat ran, falling back on skis. Today, the dam is overflowing. It's payback time. We may have waited for 80 years, shuffled through 1,000 careers, but when the water regains its course, the language we speak will be less coarse. Heavy droplets slipped off hair, down the neck of the charcoal coat. The warrior clung to the shadows of awnings. He moved rapidly from shopfront to shopfront, coughing phlegm. His mission was to check up on the emergency services after Biffle. He knew 18,000 families weren't able to flush toilets. He wanted to know what would be done with the shit. Would it hit the streets? Were the rats executed in Cork? Follow the money all the way to Eason's door. The Navy sailed into the harbour to show they had better to do than exercise on the Atlantic. Bring us water from Earth, the cry of Mercy Hospital inmates sailing to Afghanistan. Sinking, not drowning, love. We'll soon have you upstairs. Noah's on the way. Did I promise you? You're one of the species. The man who wished the damp gone from his spine said he'd be fine if people would stop pretending to tell the truth. Cowan passed through here. He had nothing but praise for how we were all pulling together at last. I could see he was pleased we called off the strike. Lee Fields Water Station would soon be back online. We're virtually there. Only another 6 days before we can count the cost. No doubt the Taoiseach asked, where did you put your pumps? I'm sure we have plans to provide you with ones that work. We have extensive experience of drying off after Galway. You should see the rain in the west. The warrior nodded to the elephant, wished the trunk would suck it all up, save the faces of the engineers. He knew the great lump of wisdom was not for moving. I will never deflect, not even to the entreaties of the Cumbrians. If Harney were to get on her knees in Loch Derg and fast for 40 years, the elephant will not be heard relent. Stew in your own juice. A lesson is repeated until it is learned. The visitations on Job and the trick. You will not be rescued. When you say Nama was the only show in town, you omitted to look deeper into the flood. There is still time. Remember the butterfly flapped the wings. It might do so again. You have to ready to be reincarnated.
Canto 27. Designer drugs, day nurse, night nurse. You find all the nurses in booths. Why do drugs not work on me? Why not a little freedom, a moment of relief, unbusted flush? Hush now, there are dealers on the road. Crystal meth should stop the flow of complaints. Look what it did for Agassiz. Give it to Cowan, I say. Give it to the whole cabinet, Labour and Sinn Féin. No, Labour and Bingale. Sinn Féin in pain. The PD's rotten fleas. Only the Greens are saying, we told you so. You listened to us too late. The gates already open. The flood already spoken. I'm proud to be green when global warming has its way. There are 20,000 sandbags in Ennis, each from an unsourced source. I know the fellow with the contract to fill them, and his brother with the stone, the cousin a locksmith, and the other one the electrician. We believe in sustainable sand. It'll all be grand. Mac Williams twitters, uses all the technology, gets the message out. I'll be at Eason's at 6:30. Come by if you're thirsty for ideas. Was it all a con trick? Really sick? Perhaps I'm thick. I thought followers of David would be spared the lash of a soaking on the road from St. Paul's to the statue of Father Matthew outside Marks and Spencer's. Is anyone an individual anymore? Or are we all personas, constructed images of half-promises, like the half-rhymes that hold your attention without you recognizing it? A syllable in a haystack, homeopathic creatures that secrete a smidgen of DNA sufficient for the reconstruction of a personality. Brand you, called out Tom Peters, the man in search of excellence. Is that so much easier to discover than honesty? I'm having to wade through the spin doctors, looking for spinnakers. The Radisson opens its showers to those with towels on Little Island. The masses invited to wash, the least we could do. Maybe some of this is true. The night is in. Clouds low, stars shut out. They all snore in this part of the world. The language they understand. End of Canto 27.